The report says that the BBC should provide national services in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, as well as the UK as a whole. Now, do you go along with that?
Well, I think this comes down to the basic approach of the report to broadcasting in Britain as a whole. What they are saying is that the broadcasting organisations should not overlap too much in the functions which they perform. And the broad approach of the committee has been to say that the BBC ought to concentrate on doing things nationally, that the IBA should concentrate, not exclusively, on doing things regionally. That is why, for example, there is the recommendation to take local broadcasting away from the BBC, with which, of course, we totally disagree, as well as from the IBA. They also say that we should not expand any more our regional activities in England. Again, we disagree with that. But all this comes from the basic philosophy that the broadcasters should each have their general role. Now, that applies also in Scotland and Wales. They say if the BBC is going to broadcast there, it should be to the nation of Scotland and Wales as a whole, and not to smaller areas within Scotland and Wales.
Well, as Lord Annan was saying, Tom Jackson, leader of the Post Office Workers' Union, was one of the committee members who disagreed with the recommendation on the hiving off of local radio. Mr. Jackson's worried about where the money will come from for instance, Radio Nottingham, if it were no longer part of the BBC and financed from the licence fee. He explained his worries to John Parry.
I was a governor of the BBC when the local BBC stations were set up, and it was our hope in those days that there would be money forthcoming from charitable sources, from foundations, from local education authorities, universities and so on, to help sustain the local BBC stations. In fact, a little bit of money did come at the beginning, but it soon dried up. And certainly in times of financial stringency, such as the nation is going through at the moment, it seems to me very unlikely that there'll be any revenue for a local radio station except advertising. And what I say about advertising is there's room for it. The local commercial stations ought to continue. But if the BBC stations take advertising, it will completely change their character, and in doing so will, I think, make worse the local broadcasting situation in Britain.
To what extent do you think that local radio, both BBC and commercial, is doing a good job at the moment? Because the Annan report says that local interests really are not being served efficiently enough now.
The Annan committee had no evidence before them of discontent with local broadcasting. They had no evidence before them in relation to the need for a change in structure or the organisation of local broadcasting. In fact, we found, going around the country and in evidence given to us, a good deal of satisfaction with the existing local broadcasting arrangements, and that, which is what I want to maintain.
That report was by John Hobson.
It's your station for opinions and views. Radio Nottingham's here for...